If you are in manufacturing, the question you should be asking yourself right now is straightforward. Does your product have credible carbon footprint data? CBAM entered its definitive phase on the 1st of January 2026. What does that mean? It means that if you are exporting to the EU, the embodied carbon emissions of your products must be declared. Manufacturers without credible data will have default values applied to them, and those default values are typically significantly higher than actual emissions. In other words, this mechanism effectively penalizes manufacturers who have not conducted a life cycle assessment. That is precisely why I say the era of voluntary disclosure is over. We are now in an era of genuine mandatory compliance, so how long does it take to start from scratch? My own assessment is that the first EPD from initiation to publication takes approximately 8 to 18 months, with a budget ranging from 500,000 to 5 million new Taiwan dollars. My recommendation is to work forward through four layers in sequence: methodology, standards, data, and certification. And the most critical early decision is not which database to choose. It is selecting the right PCR first. Choose the wrong PCR, and the entire LCA has to be redone. The most common failure I see is this: teams invest an enormous effort in data collection, only to discover at the end that they selected the wrong PCR and defined the system boundary incorrectly. So my conclusion is this: 2026 is the last reasonable window for Taiwanese manufacturers to get started. If you intend to be ready for the CBAM product scope expansion in 2027 and the tiered requirements of the battery regulation, you need to move now. This investment is not a one-time compliance expenditure. It is the irreversible building of a core capability.